Well, as he said, my name is Debbie West. I have three children. Joe and I have three children. Josh, Missy, and Linda, 7, 5, and 3. And I guess, you know, this morning they were talking about filling the gap. You know, Joe was preaching on filling the gap. And right now I think, you know, gaps tend to change in our lifetime. You know, sometimes we can fill a gap. Like right now, I feel like I'm filling my gap with my family. I tend to my children. I tend to my family, my husband. I'm just like one of you. I'm here at home. I'm a homemaker. A friend of my mom's the other day told me, she asked me, what do you do, Debbie? And I said, I'm a housewife. And she said, no, you're not. You're a homemaker. And to be proud of it. I said, that's right. Yeah, I should be, you know, that I am a homemaker. I do want to build my home and to be what the Lord would have me to be, fill my gap in my home, where the Lord has chosen me to be right now. And later on down the line, the Lord may change our gaps. He may say, well, Debbie and Joe, it's time to go back to the States, and you go work here and fill a gap here, or go somewhere else. But wherever you are, fill your gap and do it to the best of your ability. And I just want to say, Brother Raul, that was a very precious message on salvation. And, you know, he is worthy to be praised for what he has done for us. And that's just something I wanted to share a little bit here, is just how much we need to praise the Lord. And for our children, our wives, I mean, our husbands, our friends, to be able to see the praise in our lives. I know in my life it's lacks quite a bit, but I hope that y'all pray that I could have more praise in my life. I truly want to be a praising person. One to thank the Lord for all. I brought him with me this time. But anyway, I want to turn to Psalms 145 and Psalms 127. Somebody I did too. And I'll be sharing in both of these, so if you can just hold your finger in both places. It's just something the Lord just laid on my heart the other day, and I was just thinking, praise the Lord, he finally gave me something that I could share here. In Psalms 127, verse 1, it says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And here, the Lord is the one to build the home. This is, I think, every Christian family's desire, is that the Lord would build the home. And that he would, the labor would be the Lord's. And we would be his vessels to build and to make our home the way he would have it to be. You know, without him, our lives are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. And so our home needs to be what the Lord would want us to be. And also in Psalms, you know, that was the who, we, the people, Christians, folks who want to truly serve him. And the what shall we do as parents, as friends to our families, and with our families, those who don't know about praise and about, you know, the mercies of the Lord. In Psalms 145, 1 through 12, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
Amen.
One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and glorious majesty of his kingdom. To me, it is just as important to praise the Lord, as it says here, as it is to just be reading his word, to actually show it to our children, to let them actually see us praising the Lord, even in difficult times.
Amen.
You know, it's really hard. The other day, I couldn't praise the Lord very easily. I was in Iowa visiting my grandmother, and I was riding one of those little four-wheelers. And, you know, I didn't like the thing in the beginning.
A big four-wheeler,
and Joe gave me a nice little 2-minute learning lesson, you know. I said, I didn't want to do it, but he says, oh, come on, the kids will enjoy it. So I got on it. The first time I took Misty and came back and fine. And this is on a gravel road. And then all of a sudden, I took Linda the next time. And I thought, well, that was enjoyable. I'll go just a little bit further. And there's a big hill coming up on the next side. And so I said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and try that one. Well, the gravel, if you know anything about motorcycles and four-wheelers and all that, if the gravel catches you just wrong, you can just go whichever way the motorcycle goes, and you have no control. Well, that's what happened. I went down this 8-foot embankment with Linda on the front, and, you know, the Lord's mercies were wonderful. I don't know how I managed through it. It was just the Lord. I mean, he stopped that four-wheeler from going through a barbed wire fence. I mean, I stopped at the embankment like this. I think, praise the Lord, you know, but I didn't at the moment. I thought, this is the time when I should have. I came back crying and saying, Joe. And of course, you know, praise the Lord, he did save Linda. She could have flown off of it. And I think the Lord's mercies, you know, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, you know, and his great mercy. And he saved us from, I told you, I said, well, I guess he still wants me around. He has something for my life still. And you know, where should we be, a testimony in our own homes? You know, us as parents, those of you who do have children, and children that are able to see the difference, and friends and family, if you have nieces and nephews that are around, you know, they need to see these things. And it's no different from here or abroad in another country. These people need to see our praise that the, for our Lord. And why? In Psalms 144, verses 11, it says, rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speak of vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a house, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And it says, you know, out there in verse 11, it says there are a lot of people out there who are looking to devour us. The devil is seeking us to devour us. And one way is by taking away our praise and not praising our Lord for all that happens, because there are people there, strange children who are ready to devour us. But we need to teach our children, show them this. Why? That they may be strong plants, that our sons may be strong in the Lord, that our daughters may be becoming as women in Christian women. You know, it says after the similitude of a palace, I thought, now that sounds pretty elegant. Any palace I've ever seen, you know, that sounds like a pretty elegant place. I hope my daughter would be raised up as a palace, you know, be beautiful, garnished and beautiful one day, you know, in the Lord, having the precious things that the Lord would want to give her. And you know, the one thing that caught my eye when I was preparing all this, it says in verse 14, that there be no complaining in our streets.
Amen.
You know, I want to be one that would be praising and not complaining. I know several times I do, you know, I catch myself complaining. I think, you know, Deb, you don't need to be doing this. Just praise the Lord anyway, you know. And how? Psalms 145, verse 4 says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy might. By declaring his mighty acts to others, but by declaring them in your home, around and abroad, teaching them God's word. And so our homes are a very precious mission field to each one of us, you know, and I feel like, you know, right now God has that place for me, you know, just to have a mission field right there in my home. I have three children that I must raise, that I must teach, that I must show them that, there is a God, that he does love us. And it says, happy is that people that is in such a happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.